listeners. My name is Carl Marsh, and this is...
This is me, Todd.
I was waiting for you to introduce yourself.
All right. I thought you were going to introduce me. Okay.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Nope. Today's podcast episode is called Death and Taxes, though it has nothing to do with taxes and probably less to do about death. Right now, we're just going to discuss how the end of the world may come and what that means to you. Todd, what does that mean to you?
It means life will not be like it is right now.
Well, does that mean, like, we won't have cars? Does that mean we won't have houses? That's, like, because when I see the end of the world happening, I see me still having my house, but there won't be easily accessible food, cars, you know, things that we have today.
Yeah, sure. I think technology's gone. We're shot right there. Technology's done.
We can only hope.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. I think, you know, I watch those shows like The Walking Dead. Maybe not with the zombies, but with the, like you said, food supply short, medical supply short, fuel supply short. Well, a lot different. More like a big, long camping trip.
With a little bit more running and a little less fire, hopefully.
Yeah. So I think that's what it would be like, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yep. So it's not really sounding that bad of the end of the world. It's kind of just a reboot, you know?
Ooh, talked about a movie about that, making a movie, writing a book about that.
Is it named Reboot? Copyright.
Yeah, I had Reboot and Format.
So I know they're saying, what is it, December 21st, they said?
Yeah, I was told that the planets are going to be perfectly aligned. I don't know how that's possible to be perfectly aligned when I don't even think the Earth's a perfect circle.
So when you told me this, this is what I pictured in my head. You know those things that you have on someone's desk that you grab one ball from one end and slap it off all the others and it, you know, keeps tinging back and forth?
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't
know. I think that's what's going to happen with the planets. Pluto's going to come in and boom, and then all of a sudden... You know, the sun's going to get bounced around a little bit, and then boom, the sun's going to smack back, and Pluto's going to go launched into space.
I don't know what's going on. I read a lot about space. I have read it. It just blows my mind, that space stuff, you know? We're all pulled in by this orbital gravitational pull that's constantly changing, and that, did you know the moon is moving farther away from us every day? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so it's moving farther away from us. So the axis that we wobble on back and forth, whatever it is, 15 degrees, whatever degree, it changes constantly. So eventually, the Earth's axis is going to be really wobbly, and our seasons are going to be really thrown off.
Or it won't be wobbly at all.
I guess it could be like that, too. But yeah, like this whole impact of gravitational pull and this centripetal force, and it's constantly changing, yet we're not aware of it so much, but... that could get really into the end of the world, I guess, if something like that happens. I don't know.
I just see maybe, like, the planets get so close that the moons hit off of each other, and then all of a sudden, you know, shrapnel of planet is coming flying at you.
Okay, so you're going with the how will it end? You're going in a burning, flaming ball of mess.
Maybe. Half of the world. Not all of it.
Not our part.
I'm just throwing out some opinions there. They're only mine, so they're not really that important.
Yeah. Okay, so I got you. Now, if it goes like that, I mean, it's... I don't know, get a bunker and dig in, I guess, if that happens.
What I would just do is stock up at my house and make sure I have enough food for years to come and...
Years to come? What kind of food? What are you doing? Taking, like, a grocery store factory and putting it in your house? What are you doing there?
Well, I have, you know, a couple boxes of canned goods in the basement.
Oh.
That could help for a little while. You know, you never know.
I guess
have about
so.
500 gallons of gasoline in my garage, sealed off, just in case.
Better, hey, I hope a flaming piece of shrapnel doesn't hit that.
Well, I guess there goes the neighborhood. So, maybe that's how it will.
Who knows, man? That's crazy stuff to think of. You know, you're talking almost like Big Bang Theory there, like end of the dinosaurs, but who knows?
So if we got smaller than the dinosaurs, do you think the next person or species that came along would be smaller than us?
It would
be like a little bunch
room.
Of, like a whole grown adult would be like the size of a baby.
Wow, you know what? That's something to think about.
Because the dinosaurs must have ran out of room just like we're running out of room, so maybe the next reboot will have, like, they'll find skeletons of us and be like, whoa, those peoples are huge!
Yeah, that's... We actually grew, though, since they started finding the skeletons of the human beings, you know? They found real small ones.
Yeah,
and
well,
we grew to a point now, and yeah, we might.
So then people are kind of like, the galaxy is constantly expanding until eventually it's going to collapse upon itself and be smaller again. So maybe people will do the same thing. Maybe we'll be the size of a soda can.
Okay.
A mile will be like
really rethink
going
anything.
Around the world.
The iPad mini would be much smaller then.
It'd be a lot better if we were all smaller. If we were all midgets, there would be so much more room on this world.
Okay. All right. Well, we kind of hit all our topics there, defining the end of the world, how we'll end, and survival, too. Do you have any quotes there, buddy? Or we get something here? What are we going to read about? We have a random quote for us.
Yeah, you go ahead.
It says, hooray, hooray, the end of the world has been postponed. And this is from The Shooting Star. And it sounds like a relative, am I looking for there? I don't know what I'm looking for. But anyways, that's a quote that goes right in with the podcast here.
All right, and I'm just going to bring us off with the random idea of the day. If you can send us your emails in, what would you invent to make your life a little easier? I sure know that I would invent a flying car. That way I can take a direct shot straight to work. I don't have to go through the mountain.
That flying car thing has been around for a long time, man. That's been so many minds, I think, in the past. Everybody wants a flying car. It's been around since, you know, people could ride a horse or a buggy. A flying car.
Either that or a hoverboard.
Yeah, a hoverboard would be nice, too. I don't know. Right now I'm trying to think, what would make my life... Maybe another me. Can I invent another me?
I heard you've been trying.
Okay, with that note, we'll end. We'll take your emails, and we'll see what you got for next week. This is Carl Marsh, and we're out of here. If I can figure out how to stop this thing.